I'm here in the PNC studio with Akeem Hicks. Akeem, you guys got the W in prime time. How big of a win was this for the team?
Oh, man, it's impossible to measure. I'm just so proud of this team and the fact that we actually put two halves together. You know, instead of going out and playing a hard 30 minutes, a dominant 30 minutes, or a dominant 45 minutes, we played 60 minutes of great football. And it was kind of good to have a Jay back there slinging the rock.
Absolutely. And you had two sacks, two tackles for loss. How good did it feel to have a game like that?
Oh, man, you've been waiting on this one, right? The fact that it took so long to get to this point and to just get comfortable in this defense and be able to take advantage of the positioning that coach puts us in, it feels good, man. But I got to tell you this, those two sacks don't come without great coverage in our secondary. Big shout out to my secondary, Amos, T. Porter, all of them.
And talking about the linebackers, too, I mean, you guys had McPhee, Floyd, everybody was back healthy.
We're just going to name the whole defense.
Yeah, well, Terrell Freeman was flying all over the field.
Definitely.
What did those guys bring to that unit?
Oh, man, the same thing they bring every week. It was just awesome to have feedback out there. Darrell, if you check his stats, he's been dominant the entire season. I mean, the guy probably has somewhere around, and this is just me guessing, probably has somewhere around 80 tackles, right? Going into game nine, like, he's been dominant all year. Good to have Danny back out there rolling off his pitch count, and he's just playing football. Fee did not disappoint. He had something like four quarterback hurries and a sack. It was lovely.
Yeah, it seems like a totally different guy than we saw in Green Bay.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I mean, you know, it's just about getting your legs back under you at that point, after you've been off the field for a little bit. It's just that time it takes to get back to who you are.
You mentioned this earlier, but Coach Fox said to have Jay back inspired all of us. How did that inspire you?
Watching Jay since I was in high school, I always thought he was a great quarterback, great arm guy as a cannon. And just to have him back out there, you know that you have an awesome chance to win a game.
And he had a couple words of inspiration for you guys before the game. What did he say when he addressed the team?
I'm not going to tell you everything that we talk about in our little private
Come
moments.
On.
Listen, what I'm going to tell you is this guy is a leader on this team. And somebody that is going to push us through and make sure that we come out on the top end of this thing.
And the offensive line, I mean, basically took on the number one defense in the league. So seeing guys like Cush and Larson step up, you face those guys every day in practice. Mm-hmm. Was that what you expected from them?
Definitely. Cush, that guy, young guy, strong arms, drives a nasty Jeep, and he plays nasty. You know, I like the guy, and I knew that he would be able to go out there, fill in, next man up mentality, and play well.
Vic Fangio said leading up to the game that the plan was to attack early on. Is that what you guys did?
We attacked the entire game. I mean, we started off hitting them hot, and in all respect to the Vikings team, I would say that we came out and we said we were going to be the most physical team, and I think that we showed that.
Tampa Bay's up next. So what's the approach for the rest of the season after the bye week?
Win. Simple as that. Win out.
Awesome. Thanks, Akeem.